Hello and welcome to Press TV's Top 5. I'm Marcy Hashimi. Thanks so much for being with us. While Turkey keeps blocking reinforcements for Kurdish fighters defending the border city of Kobani in northern Syria against ISIL militants, Ankara has also prevented Turkish Kurds from crossing the border into Kobani to join the fighting there. ISIL militants possess tanks and heavy weaponry, yet a Syrian opposition group says that Kurdish fighters have been able to halt the terrorists' advance and killed 36 of them on Saturday. The UK-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the militants have failed to advance since Friday, but are sending in reinforcements. While ISIL began its onslaught on Kobani in mid-September and made advances despite U.S.-led airstrikes, fresh raids were carried out on Sunday. Let's cross over to Atlanta, Georgia, joined by Managing Editor of Veterans Today, Mr. Jim W. Dean. Thank you so much for being with us. Well, it appears that Ankara may be more and more exposing its real hand and real position in dealing with ISIL. Your take, sir.
Well, you're right. There's certainly Turkey has a double game going on here, but they are not the only ones. The thing that struck me the most here is Turkey has invested a lot in the past to kind of cool things down with the Kurds. They made a strategic decision to try to give them their autonomy and to stop having problems with the Kurds. And of course, what's happening now, he's really risking erasing all of that investment that was made by blocking the reinforcements going in. He's really letting Kobani twist in the wind here with the threat of a slaughter. And you've had riots all over the country, a lot of people killed. So you have to ask yourself, why is the Erdogan taking a risk with a whole Kurdish community over this Kobani type thing?
And why do you think that is the case, sir?
Well, because he wants that buffer zone to have official sanction to go in to put not only Turkish forces, but he wants NATO forces to go into northern Syria. He says this is what we have to do. Just go in there. If we're going to fight ISIL, we need to go in there and take over all of northern Syria. No fly zone, kick Assad out, and that'll basically help kill Assad. So his whole game is to get Assad out. But the U.S., they have their own double game going on here, because it's inconceivable militarily that the ISIL people could keep bringing up reinforcements and supplies to continue this attack, because the U.S. could stop it if they wanted to. So they have some double game going on here of why are they not doing more airstrikes? I think yesterday the news was they only had 2 strikes go in during the whole day. That's nothing.
And let's talk about what you call the U.S.'s double game. What do you think that is all about? Is it the reality that the main goal really is not the destruction of ISIL so much as it is the destruction of the Syrian government?
Well, we see it's obvious to all military-trained people that the best way to deal with ISIL is to form a coalition with the Syrian government and just have everybody go in and wipe them out. But they can't do that because Turkey, regardless of the show that Erdogan put on, they have been the main logistics supply network for ISIL from the beginning. The U.S. knows this, and Biden kind of let it out of the bag publicly, even though they knew he would have to walk it back, which he did. So you've got that going on. And then, of course, the U.S. is responsible for ISIL because they know the Gulf states have been funding them all of this time. It was a growing problem. And then also the U.S. has trained a lot of these so-called Free Syrian Army moderate rebels, who a lot of them have gone over to the jihadis and to ISIL. So everybody has basically had a hand in creating this, and they're all trying to cover that up and solve the problem where that really doesn't get more exposed than it is.
All right, thank you so much for being with us, Jim W. Dean, out of Atlanta, from Managing Editor of Veterans Today.